Amen. It's Thanksgiving week, isn't it? If you don't mind, let's just stand up. Just see yourself thanking God for the whole year for bringing you this far. Amen. It's a blessed Redeemer. He has redeemed us from so much. And this morning, just in your own special way, can you just focus on the Lord and just clap, give him thanksgiving. Just thinking of this season, just you and the Lord, just thank him. Just thank him from your heart. Just thank him for the blood. Just thank him for the many things he brought you through. The provision, your health, your family. Let's just continue to thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the many accidents you saved us from. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for good health. Thank you for sound mind. Thank you for the jobs. Thank you for our marriages. Thank you for our children. You are faithful. You have been faithful from January to November. You have not changed. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lamb of God. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. You are worthy, Lamb of God. You are faithful. You are the reason we are here. You are the reason we are standing. You are the reason we live. Oh, we honor you this morning. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Lamb of God. You are worthy to be praised. You are greatly to be exalted. You are greatly to be magnified. You are greatly to be worshipped. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lamb of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Father. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tell the person next to you, say neighbor. No, don't tell me. Tell the person next to you. Say neighbor. You are blessed and highly favored. Tell the person, neighbor. Are you ready this morning? Amen. Say, neighbor. I thank God for you. You are a blessing. You people are looking everywhere. Are you talking to your neighbor? Okay. Say, neighbor. You are a blessing. And I thank God for you. Amen. 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 There's a statement that Jesus made when he saw people, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes coming to him. And he said, If any man will follow me, he must first deny himself and carry the cross and follow me. He must deny himself, carry the cross, and follow me. My brothers and sisters, he said this also. As he saw the multitudes and he saw the people, he said, he made this powerful statement. He said, broad or wide is the way that leads to destruction. And he said, many walk in that road. That's hard to believe. He said, but narrow or difficult is the way that leads to life and fear. Christianity with self-centered mindedness is not the cross, the message of the cross. Anytime that we inconvenience ourselves a little bit for somebody else, we think we're doing them a favor. It's just the nature of a born-again person. Doing good is not something extra. It's just who we are. It is easy for us to do good to those that are of our blood, our family, our children. But to do good to people we don't know is what makes us Christians. It's not human to do good for people you don't know. But you can do anything for people you know. So the gospel, to be real to people that we don't know, they have to experience Christ. And people cannot experience Christ if self is standing in the way. So what we have been doing for the past few weeks is just a little glimpse of what it looks like. Or you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Many of you here do it. But what it looks like to live a Christian life. Amen? I want to open this so I can stay. So these past few weeks, we've been talking about kindness. Kindness is just one of the fruit of the Spirit. Just one. And we are just touching it. We are just surfacing it just to remind us what our life should look like outside of this building. So, you could imagine if we start having an understanding of the rest of the fruit of the Spirit, how powerful Christianity is. But the good thing about what we've been learning about kindness is that it doesn't just benefit the people, it benefits us. Amen? Amen? So I want to begin this morning again, just to read again the scripture we normally have. Let's open to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, Put on therefore, as the elect of God, the children of God, put on therefore, holy and beloved, bowels, hearts of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Put on. What is saying as a believer, when we were leaving the house this morning, we put on a physical clothes. You put on. So what is saying here is, One of the spiritual clothes or characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. We wear it. Amen? So we want to, again, look through kindness. And we are going to practice it. I think we've discussed why we practice it, why we do it together. It's so that we remind ourselves and we learn from one another. Amen? Anything that you know in your head and you don't practice, it's very possible that when you find the need, you might not meet it. Amen? That's why we told this story. We started with the story of the Good Samaritan. They knew it in church, but when they saw it, they couldn't practice it. They could not help the person by the wayside, but they were just coming from church. So we want to practice it here, remind ourselves, so it's easy for us to do it outside. So I know you, I'm sure you all have your neighbors today. Amen? The definition of kindness, in summary, is the quality of being friendly. Friendly. Generous. Thoughtful. Compassionate. Or helpful without expecting anything. Amen? This morning, we have quite a lot of people, some that are not feeling well because of the weather, quite a few traveled, some not feeling well. You know, so we want to remember them in prayer. And sometimes when we leave here, just call them and say, how are you doing today? I didn't see you in church this morning. I just wanted you to know we prayed for you. We're thoughtful. That's an act of kindness. Amen? Today we're going to do more discussions, more practicals. Amen? So the first thing I want to start with is this. Before we start our series, this is apple. Amen? Who likes apple? Okay, man. I'm gonna share with my brother here. Here. You like apple?
Yes.
Okay, I want to share with you. I like your haircut. That was good haircut. Okay. I just shared my apple with him. Oh, bread, this tastes good. Good apple. When we are hungry, physically, James says, if you come to me and you're saying, be warm, be filled, and I'm empty, say, at this point, your prayer is vain. If you have the food and can give it to the person. Meeting physical need as a way of kindness ministers to people. So in summary, because I'm hungry, I ate fruit. This fruit. I shared fruit. This fruit satisfies my physical hunger. It fills me. I was in a meeting lately and the people have not eaten. Everybody came looking like funny, you know. As soon as we served the food and it was lunch, everybody was happy. Why? Because the stomach is happy. Amen? When you're hungry, you're not happy. But when you eat, food gives you energy, strength, and you're happy. And you can do things. Amen? Fruit. The fruit of the Spirit does the same thing to hungry people out there. The people you see out there, they are struggling with depression, loneliness. Some, you don't even know what happened to their children, to their spouse, to them growing up. You just, people are going through a lot of emotional, psychological, they're going through so much out there. Forget about the money, forget about the job. They are human beings. And they are going through one thing or the other. And the only fruit they need is not physical fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. So when we are talking about kindness, the impact it has on people, you are feeding people kindness, you're giving them fruit to eat. And they feel well. And if you keep on, they will ask you, where do you get that fruit from? I want it. That's how they give their life to Jesus. Amen. They are hungry. Amen? So let's look at, you have your pump, your handouts. You have your handouts. So we're going to go quickly today, and we want to look at a few things about kindness. First, since you have your handout, let's stay with it. Kindness means wanting good and doing good for others. A single act of kindness can lead to many more, and doing good is good for everyone involved. So we're going to watch the first video and look at your, and I want you to, as you watch this video, pay attention, because as you come together after the video, I want you to look at somebody and say, what you notice? I notice when kindness is in circulation, people seems to what and what and what. So let's watch this video and we'll discuss it. to your neighbor. We're going to discuss when kindness is circulating, people seem to what? From this video. Can you discuss for a few minutes? Find your neighbor. We are learning together. Please. Because I'm going to hear from you what you are receiving. Volunteer, what did you receive from this doing kindness? How do people feel? And how do you feel? Somebody lifted their hands. Okay, come out. Who? Somebody here. Benedict? Okay. Bernadette.
She, Miriam volunteered me. Oh my God. I believe that we discussed and we agree that when we're kind, it brings honor to the other person, value, respect. It brings life. It makes them feel loved and accepted. Mm. And it takes the isolation away. Wow. People that are isolated, that's a trick of the enemy. He wants us to be in community, so they feel part of something. Amen?
Amen. That's very good. Thank you so much. That's powerful. Any other group? Anybody volunteer? Anybody? Okay. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Good. Yes.
That was the word that we came up with, was isolation also.
Wow.
God created us to be in relationship with other human beings. And, you know, you could just tell that the young man was completely fulfilled and a happy person. And the other thing we were talking about was the little girl. You know, he gave money a little bit at a time. And then the surprised look on his face when he saw her, saw that she was able to get into a school and get cleaned up and changed her life.
Well, that's very good. So what you're saying, the consistency changed a lot. Yes, thank you. Who else? Okay, Greer. Greer, good to see you. Okay, give Greer.
Good to see you, family. Excuse my hoarseness. Thank you, Christy, because she gave me a tum-tum. Thank you. That was very kind of you.
Yes.
So what we observed and spoke about in our group is it changes behavior.
Changes behavior.
Because at the beginning, so people, they weren't open. They were rather resistant.
Wow.
And then they observed. So people are watching, and it's changing them without them even realizing it. And so and it also changes the norm. It puts things in motion, and so you put it out in the atmosphere for God to even magnify it and cause it to be contagious in a sense.
Wow. See, what you're saying, if you listen to what she's saying, in that video, there were people that were watching the act of kindness. They were like, you're wasting your time. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? But later they saw the fruit, and it changed their attitude. Yeah. Yes.
What we discussed was that he was aware of his surroundings.
Yes.
Sometimes in our everyday lives, we are in a rush.
Hmm.
And we need to allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to open up our eyes to see. So that really touched my heart when he was just walking around, just looking and seeing a need. And he met that need and gave them kindness.
Wow.
And not only did it help the people, it helped him as well. And the Lord was telling me, I was like, you know, I need to maybe wake up earlier to get to where I need to be. And I allow the Lord to open up my eyes and say, hey, there's a need there. There's a need here. There's a need there. And yeah, so I encourage us to allow the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts and our eyes to see. That way we can show kindness to this world.
Amen. Amen. Now, thank you very much. Let's thank God for her. That's a wonderful thing from your team. Great. Now, you all are doing it. This is bringing more awareness and sensitivity. For example, what she just shared, she was showing kindness where she walked. And she did not even realize the impact it was making. The other day you saw this former mayor came with a wife. The kindness he was showing, did not know he was showing it to the mother. And that impacted them. So you just don't know, just like she said, the circulation, where it ends up coming back to you. Amen? Okay, somebody else, anybody else wanted to say something? Okay. Okay, we'll take this last one, and then we'll go to the next thing.
I noticed that even though he had less, he looked in his wallet, and it didn't bother him to give. You know, because sometimes we'll look and we'll see, oh, I don't have much money. I'm not giving today. But it didn't trouble him to give what he could give. And there was one time I think he may have given it all. And he continued to pray.
Yeah.
And that didn't bother him because he would leave stuff at places and he would go home and eat just a bit of rice.
Yeah.
And so he looked beyond himself and saw somebody else's need.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's clap for you this class. Okay, let's look at this. Let's open our Bibles and look at this scripture really quick. 1 Corinthians 10:24. It says, 1 Corinthians 10:24, what she just mentioned. 1 Corinthians 10:24 says, let no man seek his own, but every man another's good. It's there in your scripture. Say, be not concerned so much for our own, but for the good of others. What we are discussing here is scriptures. We're trying to see how this scripture looks like in the physical, in the area of kindness. Now, if you look at your handout, you see there are three major things that can help us apply kindness. It says, number one, what she just said, notice needs around you. Just, we're not saying go look for it. Actually, like we said last time, they come to you. Just take notice. Two, keep it simple, but be consistent. Don't make it complicated, but just make it a lifestyle. Three, when God uses you, other uses people in your life, or uses you, reflect on it. Because when you reflect on it, you gain something. There are so many situations, like yesterday, I had things planned. Actually, the mayor was having a birthday, so they asked me. I had things planned, I had different things planned. But somebody called and said, oh, please, I must get to Chattanooga. I was supposed to go to Steve, and there was no way. So we walked out. I had to work out my schedule and rush the person to, and went to get the person from Chattanooga. It was not in my schedule. I had to adjust my schedule. But I found out by doing that, it opened the door for me to meet families I didn't know. And the person I went to pick up, he made his stay. He was so happy that that arrangement was made. Amen? So the question is asking now, what are some of the things that keep us from being kind? If you look at the right-hand side of your pamphlet, it says, are we self-reliant, number one? Do you sometimes believe that you can handle everything on your own? So why do others need help? Like she just said now, being too busy or moving too fast to notice others who might need help. Do we need to get a little bit more slower pace so that we can notice things? So we're going to play another video this time. If you look at the third aspect of your pamphlet, your handout, we're going to look at kindness even though. There are things people are going through. There are times people are going through things. You just don't know what if. They just got to work and they are acting very unfriendly. They are not executing their job the way they have. Or they are just angry or irritated. Do they deserve kindness? Have you been in a situation like that when you don't really deserve what people do for you? Because we always feel we have to deserve something. So if we are always doing things to earn something, here is saying, even though when we feel we don't deserve it, or when people do it for us or we do for them, how does that look like in kindness? Let's watch this video. The video number 3. Amen. Keep it simple, but consistent. You just don't know when you're consistent with little things, who is watching. When he is watching, sometimes people are watching. Amen? So, can you get together? We're going to do one more discussion. What did you learn from this video? What are some of the things? Discuss this. You can see in your handout. I remembered when I did not deserve a lot of kindness because I was da-da-da. But someone showed me kindness by doing this, and I was so grateful from there. Let's discuss it together. And when have you done that to somebody, or somebody did it for you, or from this video, what feedback are you getting? Amen? Find your neighbor, and let's hear from you. We are practicing kindness. Good. All right. Who is ready to share? Volunteer. We just want volunteers. From this video, from this topic, I've learned that we only need volunteers. When you make people share, they won't come back. Amen? So let it be by volunteer. Okay, anybody wants to volunteer to share what you got from this? Anybody? Oh, doctor, over there. Amen. Let's hear what did you get from this from your team?
Well, just a kind word to somebody can be all that they need. Yesterday, I was traveling and in the airport. Oh, yes, ma'am. In the airport, you know, we're trying to get some food, and this older man was cleaning. He was wiping the tables and, you know, where somebody wasted coffee and cream and all of that, and cleaning. And I tapped him, and I said, "You real busy today?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "Thank you. You're doing a good job."
Wow. That makes a big difference.
And it may have made a difference. I don't know what it did, but I just wanted to tell him thanks.
See, you don't expect that from somebody because you feel, I'm doing my job, I'm here, but somebody is now telling you, this is more than a job, you're doing a good job. Amen. You don't know how that person felt. Just a kind word. Amen. Okay, anybody else? Okay, let me show one more video and see if that will make somebody say something. Listen to this video. Fruit of the Spirit. Make it simple and make it consistent. So, anybody would like to respond? What makes it difficult for us to show kindness from this? And what are some of the fruits? Anybody? From this video? Okay? Aubrey?
Now, did I hear you right? You said what makes it difficult?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason that it's difficult is because people are self-absorbed and they look into their own selves. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to say anything to you. And I have a habit of listening to the Holy Spirit. And God puts me in that situation where I have to say something to somebody. Give you a good example. I was in the elevator about 4 or 5 days ago at the Heart Institute in Chattanooga at Memorial. And there was a gentleman in there. He had a down face. Now, we're in the heart section of the hospital. So I knew that something was going on that wasn't good. I didn't ask him, but I just started to talk with him and to share with him. And we're in the elevator. You know, people don't talk in elevators. But we're in the elevator. And we had such a great conversation. When I left out of there, I was smiling and he was smiling. Aww. So it was an act of kindness because he was looking down when I first saw him. So I thought that was pretty good.
Thank you very much. That's good. Amen. Okay, one more person. Gloria?
I want to share about ours or the seeds with the kindness. So 17 around years ago, we started about the Mexico mission. We started when Joshua born exactly that week. And Joshua now 17.5 years. And then with that much, we just joined the mission, the Mexico. And two Mexican guys saved my Joshua's life.
Wow.
One time when he almost car accident, one Mexican guy saved Joshua. And then the other time when he was 3 years old in Chicago, in a very street, we went to in some store, but Joshua get out from our car and then he hang around the area. So, mm-hmm. So dangerous road, but one Mexican guy saved Joshua's life too. So we pay back kind of a we just mission, but Pastor Obi, when you just first time talk about kindness, is we just give something, not expect a reward. So we don't know about the Mexico mission, the money every week we send. We don't know how they spend the money, but we not expect we just reward. Mm-hmm. But God will use that money for the Mexico just mission and then gospel to the people and then let them believe Jesus.
Amen.
And thank God about it.
Amen. You see that? It's like a circulation. A Mexican guy saved their son's life twice. And now they are missionaries supporting the work in Mexico. Amen. We're going to continue and we're going to watch two more videos. But please pay attention. We are taking a whole time on Sunday morning to do this because God says we need to practice, we need to learn something together instead of just talking. Amen. So if you look at your handout, page 9 there, you see, what does it look like? It says the scripture, Ephesians 4:3 says, be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So what does that look like? One, it says, kindness means, capital letter, not pushing people away. Withholding grace if they don't measure up or if they disappoint you. Not pushing people away. Do you know sometimes there are some people you see and you go the other way? Why? Because something in them is pushing you away. Withholding grace when people need it. We saw some of the video. People don't have to deserve what you do for them. Because we don't deserve what God did. That's why kindness is different from just doing good. It's a fruit of the Spirit. So let's watch this video. We're going to watch this video and then we'll come back. Kindness means assuming the best in others, others' intention, and actively seeking good even if the other person doesn't. So let's look at force really quick. Look at it and let's see what we learn from this. Kindness is not pushing people away. Let's watch that. People out there, they want some apple, but not the physical. That's a good way to look at it. Sometimes when you see people act, you know they're always nice, but when you see them act a certain way, why not say, what are they going through? Instead of reacting, they say, I would have just gone and punched her. So this is kindness, even though that person was just making my day. Like I was sharing, I already had my things I need to do. And somebody called. I had to change and do that. Even though kindness is selfless. So let's look at number two. Number two here says, in your handout, kindness means assuming the best in others, intentions, and actively seeking to do good even if the other person doesn't. See, kindness, what we're learning from here is kindness takes you out of self. Because no matter what people do, the reaction of self is always evil for evil, tooth for tooth. So let's watch this video and see what kindness looks like. When we started, you can see that it started with just a little smile. Open the door for somebody. Move the grocery cart. Just little things. But as we progress, you see that it's talking about doing some things more tangible, transforming lives as we go. Kindness is not just doing good. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's selfless. So if you look on the bottom of that page, it says, kindness even though. You can see that you might not be in the best of mood. You might not be in the best of finances. You might not be in the best of anything. Like the widow woman in the Bible. But the fact that somebody, he asked the question, when has someone believed the best of you? Who might need the same from you? Let's look at your neighbor. Let's take a moment to pray for one another. Let's pray that God will give us this heart of kindness. And these things we're learning, just convert it to prayer for one another. Let's do that. Just take your time. Let's pray for one another. Pray with each other. When they pray for you, later you pray for the person. as we conclude today, I want to, for us to look together. This is not a list for you to, but it's just ideas. It's just ideas that we sometimes don't think about, but it opens us, just ideas. Plans for kindness, just as we live our random life. If you have it, it's on page 7. I want us to look through it together. It will say page 7 on your handout. But it's, say plans for kindness. A genuinely kind person is always on the lookout for how to do good to others. A genuinely kind person. Kind people look for opportunities and take action. Again, from experience, just so that you understand the balance. In the society we live today, you don't even have to look. It comes to you. We just have to be aware. Begin noticing them and taking action. Number one, notice someone who is by themselves, smile, and make good eye contact. I was invited to a very special meeting one time. Of course, I went in there, I didn't know anybody. And the person that invited me is on another place there, just fellowshipping with the people he knew. That's my first time in that place. So you don't know anybody, you're just lost. So I just sat somewhere. I knew how I felt. I was in the midst of people, but I was alone. But the good thing is, because I know I always travel with 3 people, I started talking to them. My companion in everything I do is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I had 3 people to talk to until somebody came in the flesh and then we had fellowship. But find people. Another story, we were in a meeting in Oklahoma. And there was a man sitting by himself, just not the right. You know, everybody wants people that they want to connect with. Eventually to find out, the man nobody wanted to sit by. That day I made a decision. And there's so many things that have made me make a decision in my heart. Don't greet, do things for people by outward appearance. Do it because it's who you are and because they need it. That man happens to be one of the richest people that came to this meeting. People's appearance, you can, if you follow appearance like the good Samaritan, you might miss Jesus. Because he comes when whatsoever you do to the least of this. So, number 2, notice who seems negative or is clearly having a bad day. Give them a compliment. Wow. You heard that lady say, you just don't know what activated that bad day. Just give them a compliment. Let me ask somebody. What kind of compliment can you give to somebody that is acting that way and is... Yes, Miriam.
You want me to speak with the microphone?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
I was at the grocery store at the doorway, and I noticed a lady trying to get out of her vehicle and get to the door. And she was wobbling. So I was immediately concerned about her, and I kind of reached out for her when she got close enough to me. And I said, why don't you have something to keep you from falling? And she said, oh, I thought I would just try to get to the buggy. And in the midst of talking to her, and she was a needy person. And I helped her get through the door, made sure she got to the buggy. And in somewhere along and through there, I said, oh, you have beautiful blue eyes.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's look at the third thing here. Notice if someone is trying to find a parking space, let them go first. How many of you have had that experience? The place is full and you are rushing to get something and that person is rushing to get. You see what he's saying? Let them go first. That's an act of kindness. Selfless. Amen. Let's look at number four. Notice when you would usually argue with a pair or somebody or other staff member, don't. Don't. Coca, did you hear that? Say, don't. Coca is my feedback. When you usually will argue, you have the right, but he says, don't. That's not normal. That's fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Five, notice when someone needs help understanding a concept, offer to help. Notice if a co-worker, a janitor, office staff, anyone, or delivery person needs help carrying or moving something, offer your support. People are paid to do some things, but sometimes what they are paid to do can be overwhelming. So sometimes the compliment, even when you don't know them, and offering support surprises them. Because everybody, oh, you're paid, do your job. Kindness is out of self for you to do this. So God is showing us some examples of what we have in us to offer. Amen? The last one, notice who is sitting alone or not part of the group. Invite them to join you. Amen? Especially in church, when new members come or people come, thank God here, before people pass through that door, Cynthia and Coca grabs them, makes them feel at home. By the time they sit here, Manzan people swarms on them, everybody's loving and greeting and hugging. So, but he's telling us, let's keep doing it. Amen? Keep doing what you're doing. It works. Amen? Okay. Before we close, I want to ask you a question. What's on your to-do list? How can I help? These are some things. How can I make life easier for you? Would you like for me to go somewhere to do something, whatever, for somebody that's alone? Now, we want to pray. Individually, you and the Lord. God is already giving you the fruit. It's inside. How will you feel if somebody gives you a Christmas gift unwrapped and you've never opened it for a whole year? We have it inside. So we want to pray that God will help us to give away kindness. Just ask God for more grace. You already do it. God will, this thing, God help me to be aware. Help me to notice. Help me to compliment. Help me to hold my peace. Help me to, let me exercise this fruit of the Spirit. You want to pray, just ask the Lord to grace you and the Lord. So that this time is not in vain. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love, your kindness to us. You gave us your only son. Father, we thank you that this gift, this fruit you put in us, help us to share with others, that it will multiply. Thank you for what you're doing. Let our time here, oh God, be transforming. Be transforming, Father. When we leave this place in our marriages, in our relationship, at work, at home, in church, wherever we are, help us to remember we have something the world needs, an act of kindness. Thank you for being with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.